It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's the Steve Miller Band, or the Stevie Miller Band, I guess.
Stevie?
I call him Stevie.
Okay, you can call him Stevie if you want to. We have...
We have got a room full of folks.
This is... There's like over a dozen people in this room right now.
No pressure at all.
There's a lot of folks in here. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We've got students from Arnold High School. Say hi, Arnold High School.
Hi, Arnold High School.
Very good. We'll talk with them in a bit. We've got Lucky Mud here this morning you brought in.
I did. I brought in
good
two
morning.
Very good friends. We won't talk about how long I've known these folks, but... Was there electricity when I met you guys?
Yes, but we were children and you were much older.
Okay. Lucky Mud is comprised of Mike and Maggie McKinney. And Mike, describe where you got the name Lucky Mud, because I find it fascinating.
It's from a Kurt Vonnegut novel called Cat's Cradle. And in Cat's Cradle it said, in the beginning God made mud, and some of the mud was lucky mud, and it got to get up and look around at all the other mud. So. We've always felt like the
we're looking around mud.
So they're looking around at the rest of us mud that's not that lucky. And they'll be providing some entertainment today. And where do you want to start? Let's. Why don't we just open up with a Lucky Mud tune?
I was thinking the same thing. You guys have some music for us?
Yeah. This is sort of our unofficial new theme song.
Slept in my car on the wrong side of town. Gas tank's on empty, my job's on the line. Boss man said this is my last time. But I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky. The clock on the dash said 8:15. Boss said, don't come to work if you're gonna be late. So I drove to the store, gave you a call. Spent $20 on the Powerball, 'cause I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky. You kissed me last night, you whispered my name. You held me so tight, said I was your man. So I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky. The 20-1 horse, I bet it all. Feels so good, no worries at all. And I'm gonna win that Powerball, 'cause I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky. I'm feeling lucky.
It's Lucky Mud in the studio this morning. Great job. What do you call that one?
Beautiful.
Feeling lucky.
If you win that Powerball, will you share?
Of course.
Okay, good.
I'll share it with her and she'll share it with me.
Okay, there you go.
All right. It's not about the money.
No, of course not.
Lucky Mud, Mike and Maggie, have a regular gig, as we call it. Would you guys want to talk about your reoccurring, I don't think it's a reoccurring nightmare, that's what I have, but tell us about your gig.
It's called the show every day.
I know.
When we retired, we didn't have enough to do, obviously. So we came up with this idea. Actually, to be honest, Roberts Hall is one of the most beautiful buildings in Bay County. I'm a Bay County native, and watching all of our historic buildings being torn down was just awful to me. And when Roberts Hall came along, and they've restored the building beautifully, and it's just perfect for music.
What was it used for before?
It was used for a number of things. It was an old country store for a while, but prior to that, it was actually a dance hall upstairs, and Hank Williams Sr. played there in the 40s.
I heard that.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And then they've done many things with it. It's owned by the Odd Fellows, and which is another interesting story.
Independent Order of Odd Fellows.
Yeah, it's very interesting. They had their meetings there, but they've preserved the building and kept it beautiful. And we wanted to do music, and as soon as they got everything up to code, we started doing shows there. Every Sunday, we bring in people, singer-songwriters specifically, from all around the country. We've had people from New York. We've had people from California, Northern California, Virginia, everywhere, and some of the finest singer-songwriters in the country. And the purview is actually to try to do present a listening room where original live music can be performed and appreciated. And we've developed this incredible audience who listens to every word and wants to hear the original music, which is really nice.
And every artist we've had there wants to come back.
Everyone. We've had Pierce Pettis, Eric Taylor, Tom Kimmel. All of these people have written songs for people like Peter Paul and Mary and Garth Brooks. And I mean, just a wide range. And every one of them want to come back because the experience is so beautiful. It's really incredible. So,
if you don't live in Lynn Haven, you might not know where Roberts Hall is. How do you get to the historic district there in Lynn Haven?
You actually go where the Sharon Sheffield Park is on the right-hand side, and the City Hall is across the corner. That's 9th Street. If you turn left, you'll see a big two-story white building that looks like, I always thought it said 100F on the back. It's actually IOOF. Which is Independent Order of Oddfellows.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's
I thought it said 100F also.
Yeah, exactly. So it's on the corner of Florida Avenue and 9th.
Okay.
So it's perfectly located. And, of course, little businesses, since we've been doing this and Roberts Hall has become active, little businesses have cropped up all around there, which is really cool.
About to get an ice cream parlor,
yes.
I heard. So
yes.
There'll be an ice cream. That'll be so neat.
Yes.
It looks like an old, 100-year-old southern little town crossroads here.
Yeah.
The buildings are very historic looking. It's really a neat little place.
It's it's a perfect place for music. It really is. It's just the sound is incredible in there. We use a sound system, but we literally use it just to kind of boost up those little soft, notes that you get. So,
sure.
Yeah, the room is so live.
It's every Sunday at 4 o'clock. We have an open mic from 3 to 4 of local musicians, but at 4 o'clock, 4:15, the concert starts.
So. Mike and Maggie have a long history that Scott and Tori won't be familiar with WKGC. For years, we ran a Sunday afternoon show called the Emerald Coast Studio, out of the green room at the Martin Theater.
Yeah.
It was hosted by late great Peter Michael Bardock, was a great friend of the radio station and a broadcaster of many, many years.
Yes.
And so we did, 5 years of those, I believe,
I think. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
sort of, it had been a dream of ours for years to do something like that. And so when we were asked to host, I guess, the summer version when Peter Michael was taken off, we were so thrilled because it was just kind of fit in with exactly what we have wanted to do, which is do essentially a live radio show.
So. People who were here when Peter was here, he was an astounding friend to music and art.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And radio.
Yeah. We're in the studio this morning with Lucky Mudd and also some students from Arnold High School, which we'll be back and chat with them in just a moment, plus some music from The Doors right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC on a great Friday morning. The beautiful weather outside.
Beautiful. Scott, I have somebody I don't know sitting next to me. What's going on here?
It's a student. I know.
Well, it's not a golf coast student. So.
Well,
yeah.
I know. Well, that's tragic, too.
A rose between two thorns, that's
exactly.
For sure. This is a student from Arnold High School. What's your name?
My name is David.
Hi, David. What year are you at Arnold?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior? What's next for you?
I'm going to come here.
Awesome.
Hopefully, yeah.
So we'll get you in the radio program.
Oh, he says he likes the cybersecurity program.
Or the radio. I'm interested in this, too, now.
We're gonna have to talk to you afterward. Yeah, we'll download something into.
There'll be a taser will be involved later. Okay.
I was gonna say that's a good combination.
Well, really, it is. Yeah. One of the things we don't talk about too much on the air, but our system here is all this big networky kind of stuff. So, we need networky people.
And
There's a lot of technical things involved in radio nowadays.
A lot of what cyber media needs is people who can communicate, because knowing how to prevent identity loss and being a cybersecurity person is one thing. Getting Scott or Tom to pay attention to it and distilling it into civilian terms is quite the other. So there is a lot of...
Typically, we just get scared by Guy Garrett.
Yeah,
that's
well,
pretty much what we get.
Yeah, I know. The people from cybersecurity come up here, and we all get out our aluminum foil hats so they can't figure out what we're thinking.
Well, you don't have to have an office next to the cybersecurity program.
You realize...
I mean, I'm scared constantly.
You should be.
You have no privacy. You realize
no
that.
No privacy whatsoever.
Yeah, he knows everything about you. Yes. So what all do you do as a senior at Arnold High School? I mean, I know when I was a senior, it was just, you know, we didn't do a whole lot. But I didn't go to Arnold High School, so.
There are kids that do more than me. I just go to class. I don't do any extra sports or anything like
okay.
that.
What brings you on the tour today?
I've been in Ms. Turberville's class since sophomore year. And I've always enjoyed the radio aspect. My uncle actually kind of runs Q102 in Cincinnati. I don't know
cool.
if you guys are familiar with that. Mm-hmm. But, he took me up there not too long ago and showed me all the radio stuff, and ever since then I was kind of interested in that. And then Ms. Turberville said that there was a field trip for it. I was interested, so I signed up.
Good job, Ms. Turberville.
Yeah, nice
she's part. Over there in the corner. She's hiding from the microphones. We'll work on that part. We have Lucky Mudd in the studio. So you guys, you said you've been married for 45 years,
yeah.
And so that's good. You guys have been playing music together that long?
Yeah, music and poetry and all of the wonderful literary arts are the things that kind of brought us together. And he was stationed here at Tyndall during Vietnam, and I was a Vietnam War protester.
There you go.
That worked out well.
Yeah,
worked out well.
I've heard that story a lot. I've never figured out how that worked, but that's okay.
It worked really well.
Obviously, it's worked really well.
So how would you describe your music? Americana, folk?
We actually have come up with terms that really best describe what we do, and it's swampy tonk and folkabilly. Yeah,
swampy tonk and folkabilly. I like that.
Yeah. It's very descriptive of what we do because we love honky tonk, but we put that kind of Florida rootsy swampy
sure.
sound to it. And then we love folk, but with a twist. So the folkabilly part is kind of with a twang.
We tour Ireland almost every year, and we go over there and do cowboy yodels
really?
And honky-tonks
yeah.
and that sort of thing. Yeah.
So when you're not playing music, what music do you listen to?
Honestly, we try to listen to independent. We get so many CDs from people. We get a lot of people who want to get booked. So, and we do the Florida Folk Festival
sure.
and the Will McLean Festival and things like that. So we listen to a lot of independent, original music. We don't listen to radio only because there's so much great music out there that doesn't have much publicity
sure.
and airplay.
Absolutely.
So we get to listen to that.
I was a DJ for years.
I'm sorry.
I got over it.
You're recovering then.
Yeah, I'm a recovering DJ.
But, barely.
Music, radio stations, I won't mention which ones. I was at a couple here in town, but it's not the center of music anymore.
Right.
Knowing somebody who says, listen to this. That's where music comes
sure.
from now. There was a time. Now we turn on Pandora if we want to just spend a little time with finding new people to listen to. But like she said, we get so many CDs from people.
No, absolutely.
And even CDs now, it's like, it's old school.
Right.
Which is
I'm still into it.
Yeah.
8-track.
We actually have a huge album collection on vinyl.
Okay.
Old, I mean, like Rolling Stones and Janis Joplin, and we just started going back and listening.
Oh, I love
those
that stuff.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. I mean, it's amazing the you know, you get over the after, you know, of course we have crackles, and so after a few minutes you don't even hear that.
No.
But you hear that wonderful, the sound, the depth of what they're doing. I love that.
Well, I'm working on Tom. He's supposed to be getting us a setup so we can have our turntable up here.
Spin some vinyl.
Yeah. I don't know what it's.
The WKGC is in possession of probably 10,000 records. So.
I was
yeah.
going to say.
We've collected all those records over all these years.
Yeah.
We have.
I think Curtis brought a lot of
10,000 records and no record player.
Well, we have a record player. We just we've got a. Mm-hmm. It's a few technical things with our whole technical system here. Tom's been busy helping out people in Puerto Rico. You know.
Well,
what are you going
to
do?
I have to say, Puerto Rico is suffering right now.
Yeah, they are.
All of the unfortunate violence that's happened has kind of taken away from something that is a human tragedy right now.
We have almost 4 million, by the time you add in the Virgin Islands, we have about 4 million Americans that have just got blasted back to the Stone Age by a hurricane.
Yeah. Yes.
And we really can't afford as a nation to take our eyes off of that. So Gulf Coast is in the process of producing solar generators so that these people in islands and outlying areas in Puerto Rico have a shot at rejoining the 21st century.
And you said we got a donation the other day.
We did. A gentleman donated 250 solar panels to this project.
I love that. I think that's the importance of an educational system in this area that actually cares about humanity.
Sure.
And then also educates other people and encourages other people to participate. So all you people out there, donate.
Please go to the college website. You can work your way into the Puerto Rico project from there. And please donate. We're going to be putting up some information on work days. There's a lot of work to be done. You don't have to donate anything but willingness to work. Mm-hmm. We'll be working here in Area 151, assembling these systems, standardizing a system. So you'll be doing things like making a piece of wire with two different connectors, one on one end, one on the other. And when you're doing hundreds of these things, you just have to do that a lot. So I don't need technical skills. I just need the willingness to pay attention when you're shown how to do it and then just stand there and work. We have a lot of that to be done.
It reminds me of the years ago they had a project called Hands Across the Water. Mm-hmm. And that's what that reminds me of, is we have to reach out.
When you spend your entire life on the Gulf Coast, as we have, you can always be the next one who needs help.
Yeah, absolutely. Lucky Mud was with me when I lost several studios during the hurricane. They were one of my very first recording artists at Studio 812, and they had to be very patient because every time we had a hurricane, Tom had to dry out the studio and find some new gear.
The air conditioner in our home studio was one of our...
Oh, that's right. That's right. When we moved up to the big time in downtown Lynn Haven, we're not far from Roberts Hall.
No, you're not.
We donated some of our gear to Lucky Mud that Maggie's Farm needed a small studio because these guys were living at my house at one point recording. So I had to say, in self-preservation, I said, how about if I help you set up a studio?
He wouldn't make us breakfast. That was the only thing.
Yeah,
and disturbing.
They would complain about...
We can't get it either.
They complain about the coffee, and stuff like that. It was just terrible.
So you guys have another song for us.
Sure. I wrote this song. We used to do a lot of shows down in Key West, and we would be on a lot of the tall ships down there. There's some beautiful tall ships that are anchored there called the America and all kinds of things. And so I wrote this song about the tall ship sailing up to Nova Scotia. And we were lucky enough that it was actually being played on the radio in Nova Scotia and Halifax when they had the tall ship festival.
When the tall ships came into the Halifax Harbor, they were playing her song.
Cool.
It's called Tall Ships. Out of Key West on the mighty Atlantic, around the cape called Hatteras, tall ships are sailing, white sails billowing, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to Nova Scotia. Ooh, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to Nova Scotia. Their winds are blowing, the sun is shining over the tops of solitary blue. Tall ships are sailing, white sails billowing, all the way up to Nova Scotia,
all the way up to Nova Scotia. Ooh. All the way up to Nova Scotia. All the way up to Nova Scotia. White crested waves crash over the bowsprit, rising and falling like breathing of air. Tall ships are sailing, white sails billowing, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to Nova Scotia. Ooh. All the way all the way up to Nova Scotia. Out of Key West, tall ships are sailing, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to Nova Scotia, all the way up to Nova Scotia.
That's Lucky Mud on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. We've got a look at your weather forecast. More from Lucky Mud here in the studio, in Studio A on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC music there from Dwight Yoakam, one of my favorite country artists, because he kind of has a bluesy, sort of folky sort of sound.
You know what? I love Dwight Yoakam. And I
have the last song, I kind of felt Dwight Yoakam-y.
Well, here's a really funny thing. I did not like him with his band.
Really?
I heard an album with him, Unplugged, where he was just playing his guitar.
Sure.
And his songs, he is an incredible songwriter, which I never really appreciated because I never liked that Buck Owens kind of stuff.
Sure.
The Bakersfield thing. But I love that CD. So if you get a chance, that's a really good CD to go in and listen to a really good songwriter.
He has like 21 songs on it, just him and his guitar.
Oh, that's cool. Because like I haven't heard anything out of him for a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we actually know somebody who goes on the road with him, and he says that... He has frequent meltdowns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We spent 7 years in Nashville. It's hard to live in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And not go through that process of being overproduced and overpushed. One of our artists, Tom Kimmel, who has written for everyone in the world, he said the worst year he ever had was the year that they tried to make him a star.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
One of the things I like about Dwight is he's got a unique quality to his voice.
It's
a unique sound.
Yeah, he does. But if you listen to just his songs,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I actually heard that song done by somebody else, Thousand Miles from Nowhere.
Sure.
It's an amazing song. And then I heard him do it Unplugged, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I mean, to aspire.
Right.
And he has a whole huge catalog of really great songs.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Sling Blade?
He was in Sling Blade.
No,
he was the bad guy in Sling Blade.
No, I don't think I knew that.
He's been in several really, really good movies.
Panic Room was another one.
I saw Panic Room.
He was one of the bad guys.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I have to go back and watch that.
Go back and look at that.
It's a good reason to go back and watch a movie. Well, we kicked Tori out. She's talking with the folks from Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, so we kicked her out of here, and we've got two students in her place. New ones, newbies.
And your name is?
My name is Hector Sanchez.
Hello, Hector. Welcome to the hot seat, and next to Hector we have?
Josh Temperley.
Hello, Josh. Hector and Josh. Well, we'll try to be nice to them, Tom.
I will.
They're across the table from me.
No, you can't reach them, so they're only in danger from me, and I... Mike's holding a guitar, so he's safe.
Mike seems gentle anyway.
You guys might want to slide the other way.
Yeah. So what year are you guys at Arnold?
I'm a senior.
I'm a senior too.
Awesome. What are your plans? This is what we ask everybody. So you're in the hot seat. So what are your plans for, you know, after high school?
I was going to take some time out to work for a little bit, but then probably go to Gulf Coast.
I think that's a great idea. You know, you can take a little time off and just take a little bit here at Gulf Coast. I'm just,
Yes, you can have a full-time job and still take a couple courses here.
Indeed.
We'll let you do that if you want to. If you get out of the habit of going to school, Scott will tell you this because he's working on schooling again. Once you get out of the habit, it's tough to get back in that.
It is hard.
So don't get too far away from schooling or you'll find yourself having a difficult time getting back.
Hector, what's your story?
I was just planning on finishing up high school and coming here.
I think that's awesome. What about radio? You interested in radio? You're up here with the radio group, so...
I might as well try to get into it.
You should. Before you guys are done at Arnold, we should have our mobile Arnold High School radio station set up for you to put your hands on.
Yeah, you guys will be having your own station there and be able to produce shows here on...
Through the alternation.
Through the alternation. The student radio station here.
We have almost all the I's crossed and T's dotted.
Just about.
Just about to get that on the way so that you guys can participate with our own students, and it'll be pretty neat. In fact, you will be the envy of all other schools. Mm-hmm. Not that you're not already. I mean, it's Arnold High School, but Arnold
is the first school that will have a live access to the alternation radio station where you'll be able to go on air and go live on a 100,000-watt FM station.
So what's the best part about Arnold High School?
Definitely not the food.
All right, fair enough. This is being recorded, by the way. It is, but, you know, that's all right. You're allowed to say whatever you want to say for the most part. All right, so food's not good, but you know what? That's the story of high schools for eons. Mm-hmm. My high school food was terrible, too.
Mine was inedible.
We had to do lots of things, and I still do it sometimes, but like we had this thing they called mashed potatoes. It was more like paste. Mm-hmm. You had to put ketchup on it to eat it.
That was library paste, I think.
I believe it was. It was carted over from the library about 20 years before. Mm-hmm. It was old. So what's good about Arnold? What do you like about Arnold? What's the best thing? You might want to say Miss Turbeville. I'm just saying.
Miss Turbeville.
Of course. Besides Miss Turbeville, though, what's the best thing about Arnold High School?
Just the all-around campus.
Yeah?
To be honest, the community's really nice.
That's good.
Excellent.
Excellent.
See, that was a very sophisticated.
It was very sophisticated.
Yeah, I think you need to be in radio. That was pretty quick.
We need sophisticated people in radio. We're lacking, obviously.
Obviously, we're lacking in any kind of sophistication. So,
sophistication, yeah. Direction, class. Mm-hmm. What else are we
all
missing?
All of those.
All of those.
Talent
and more. Yes.
Just come along and take their jobs.
That'll
there
work.
You go.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that.
I will be more than happy to give it up, especially
if you like sitting in a room talking to yourself. It's a great job.
Isn't it? How long were you in radio, sir?
Probably about 6 years.
Okay.
A little over 6 years.
Now, that's enough to make you want to get out.
Now, Mike, are you still, you at one point were producing a show to that you were sending someplace
to Ireland.
In Ireland.
I was doing a show at my house, an hour-long, just music, American, talking about living in the South and playing the music, and I would send it over on CDs, and they played it on the radio stations.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've done quite a bit of radio in Ireland, and it's such a...
You know,
I
can't get Americans to listen to my show. I'm not certain that I could get the Irish to listen to it either. What do you think, Tom?
I don't think so.
I have to say, the Irish love all kinds of music. So,
really?
Yeah, you would be surprised. You would listen to a radio station, and they would go from playing something like Pat Boone to the Rolling Stones to Mark Knopfler to the Beatles.
Right.
You know, it was just this wonderful range.
And then they would play Lee Marvin singing Born Under a Wandering Star.
Wow. And of course, I imagine they play a little U2 over there as well.
They do, but it's actually, those are like the more populous cities,
sure.
Like Dublin, places like that. But when you listen to we mostly go to the west of Ireland, which is Connemara and County Mayo, mm-hmm. and they just love really good music. And when you go to the pubs, you know, you think of they're sitting there playing their traditional stuff. They're not. They play that. They play everything. They love Hank Sr. They love Roger Miller.
Steve Earle is big.
Yes, Steve Earle.
I love Steve Earle.
Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah.
They love that. They love story songs mostly.
And you guys obviously write a lot of music. Do you write all of the stuff you perform?
Right.
Yes, we do. We do shows where we do some covers, but they're usually covers that mean something to us. We decided a long time ago we were never going to do a song that we didn't love.
Sure.
And it didn't.
Nashville taught us that.
Yeah.
Nashville taught us what we didn't want, and so far we've had a great life.
It's been good. It's
being the anti-Nashville, almost, you guys are.
That's it.
Well, I don't want to knock Nashville. It's just that Nashville creates music that isn't bad and isn't great. There's a place in between that
it sells.
When you listen,
it sells, and that's what sure. Nashville is.
Well, and very successful at it.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And when we were in Nashville, you learn that Nashville is about the music business. Mm-hmm. It's not really about music, which just about killed us because we thought, it's all going to be all about music. It's about the music business and the business of music. And when you're a musician and you have this heart thing going and you don't have that head for money as much,
and
it kind of takes a lot
out of you.
Are two
words that don't go together, like Dodge and Ram.
So, I mean, if you're into the business of music, it's a very successful business and a very successful place to be. But we love independent music, and we love music that comes straight from the heart. And sometimes when you put the money aspect into it,
it doesn't work.
It's not so much from the heart as it is from, you know.
Well, clearly from what we've heard so far in your writing, I mean, you value good writing and good songs that tell good stories. And that's why, you know, I like you too, because they are good songwriters, and their music is deep. It's not just a pop sound.
Yes.
But they're telling stories. I mean, I you know, you think about Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and The Streets with No Names. And like these are songs that if you look beyond the surface, they mean something.
Right? That's right. And there are people that we you know, I love people with ethic and character.
Sure.
For instance, I'll give you a good example. Don Williams, when we were there, was invited to be on the Grand Ole Opry. And when you're invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry, that's like a lifetime thing.
Sure.
He walked in with his band. He had like two or three other pieces setting up. And they said, no, you'll have to use the Opry band. And he said, no, I'm going to play my music the way I play it. And if that's not okay, then we need to leave. And they said, no, it's okay. You do it the way you want to. So you have to kind of stand up to that. And people who do that have ethic and character about their music. And those who are willing to sell out easily without kind of holding on to it, those are the ones that are there just for the money. So.
Well, I noticed over here in the corner you have a funny looking guitar.
What is that? It's an octave mandolin.
Okay, I've not heard of such.
It's an incredible little instrument. It's tuned like a mandolin, played like a mandolin, but it's an octave lower. So I call it the melancholy mandolin.
Okay. Do you guys have a song that you can play with it?
Love Takes Time. Would that work?
Yeah, we can do that.
We can try it.
It almost looks like a...
looks like it's made out of a gourd.
It does. It almost looks like the original... what's the word I'm looking for? It's an old classical
mandola
instrument.
Mandola?
Something like that.
Bouzouki?
Something.
Yeah, they're very usually confused with... there's a mandocello, a mandola, bouzouki. There are different instruments that look similar to this.
Sure.
But this has... A bouzouki has a much longer neck.
Okay.
And this is, like I said...
It's a very interesting sound.
It's a mandolin strung like a 12-string guitar.
Yeah.
And it's got that 12-string guitar feel to it.
Yeah, it does. It has a real odd sound
almost
to it.
Almost a harpsichord sound.
It also has enough space. Like a mandolin is very, you know, if you're going to do bluegrassy style stuff, it's real fast, you know, and which is not what I do. I do what I call a rhythm mandolin. But this is very, it has more spaces between the frets, so you actually can do like an E, E minor, which on a mandolin is very difficult to do because the frets are so close together.
Yeah. So what are you playing for us today?
Love Takes Time.
Love Takes Time. We've got Lucky Mud in the studio here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
The dancing of fingertips. Whisper of sheets, your kisses like the raindrops falling out on the street. Hair soft as an angel's wing brushes my face, and all of life's sweet mysteries fall into place. No one in the whole wide world, just me and you. The stereo is playing low,
St. Dominic's preview. The angle of saxophones, the curve of the bass, and all of life's sweet mysteries fall into place. Love takes time. Love heals pain. Love has rules. Love takes time. Ooh, this mood that I'm in, nothing could be softer than your breath on my skin. Floating like two children down this river of grace, and all of life's sweet mysteries fall into place. Love takes time. Love heals pain. Love has rooms. Love takes time. Love takes time.
It's Lucky Mud in the studio this morning. Love takes time. You guys have been married 45 years.
Yeah.
Is that a new song or an old song?
We're still working on it.
Okay.
I wrote that song about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We spent the first 25 years as a bar band.
And yeah.
4 hours a night cover songs and loved to play cover songs. But we just wanted to, we write a lot and we wanted to start playing our own. So we just sort of had to rebuild it ourselves.
Is anything going on at Maggie's Farm?
Yeah, we're building a stage and we're contemplating what we're actually going to do. But essentially, I think we're going to try to do like maybe once a month shows there, camp out, you know, for, it's not open to the public essentially. It's friends, family, friends of friends.
Right.
You know, it has to be
I'm almost as old as Utah. I might have to stop traveling one of these days.
Yeah.
Invitation only.
Well, yeah, Maggie's Farm is not, I've been there. It's not a big travel thing for you.
Well, it's, the thing is, we've got Econvina Creek is right there. And luckily, Northwest Florida Water Management has bought up a lot of the property. So there's a lot of hiking, and the creek is beautiful, and kayaking and canoeing. And we thought, what a wonderful way to introduce a lot of our friends from around the country to the part of Florida that we love. I mean, I love the beach, but Econvina Creek and that whole area up there is so beautiful. And luckily, it's kind of unknown right now, which is nice.
So you guys are hosting and playing at Roberts Hall every Sunday, 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock for the concert, 3 o'clock for our little open mic that we do.
And it's set up so that when we're not there, it still goes without us. Like next weekend, we'll be in Lake County for a big festival there. And then the weekend after that, we'll be playing in Cedar Key at a seafood festival.
Okay.
And then playing for the Florida Paddlers Association or something like that.
Tomorrow we'll be at Camp Helen doing they're doing a
and then
fall
Sunday
festival
we're the band
there.
At Roberts Hall. Once a month we're the band. So.
Is there a cost for Roberts Hall?
Yeah, it's $5.
That's not a bad deal at all.
Yeah, and then we put food and drinks, you know, beer, wine, and tea, and water, and all kinds of stuff. Everything is for a donation.
Cool.
It's not really a business. It really is a kind of a labor of love. And our goal every week is just to break even. That's the truth.
Yeah. Excellent.
If you haven't been there, you need to come down. Old downtown Lynn Haven is quaint and beautiful.
It is.
And if you come down on a Sunday afternoon, then you get to hear the what's going on, the Americana of Roberts Hall.
Yeah. Well, thank you for stopping by. You guys got to come back again. Lucky Mud in the studio this morning. We're going to round out this hour of music with a great song. I think it would sound good with what you guys are doing. This is latest from John Mayer. It's called In the Blood on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC.